An 11,000-pound bag of PCB-contaminated dirt fell into the waters off the Dillingham City dock last November. Alaska Logistics decided to wait until spring breakup to remove that bag, known as a super sack. But salvage divers working yesterday weren't able to find it. KDLG's Dave Benninger was on board and has the story.
Global Diving and Salvage has a team of divers working from an Alaska Logistics boat around the city dock in Dillingham. They're looking for the super sack that crashed through a loading platform during a barge transfer last November, the one that was supposed to remain there over the winter and be hauled out this spring. But there's a problem. So far, it's not there.
Okay. Well, I'm at the other side of the barge. It's on the chain.
Okay. All right. The team is using a combination of sonar equipment and divers. The sonar is sophisticated, detecting objects as small as chain links and pieces of rope that have fallen off the dock. The divers on Wednesday afternoon were working in 15 feet or less of water during a slack tide. Visibility in the sub-40-degree water was less than an inch. Using radio communications, the divers would navigate to areas of interest on the sonar screen and feel around on objects or attempt to take samples. The divers say the clay bottom is slick and frozen solid.
Or what is that, the wall?
That's a sheet pile wall.
Okay. This is your first cell.
It's like I got you, yeah.
Like coming off the...
That's got to be your fish plate. And a fish plate is basically just a triangular plate, you know, that's got the...
But that double-lined, Teflon-coated, 11,000-pound sack of PCB-contaminated dirt was not where it was left to winter last year. Representatives from the Alaska Division of Environmental Conservation, the Air Force, and Alaska Logistics were on board Wednesday. By noon, there was not much optimism for finding it. Bill Emery is the operations manager for Alaska Logistics, who contracted the salvage operation to Global.
Our biggest concern, if it's, you know, we've exhausted all efforts here and it's nowhere to be found. Number one, where is it? And, you know, is it ever going to be found? We've expanded our search with the sonar to, as you saw on the sonar, up to a 600-foot radius now. And, I mean, even if it moved a little bit, you know, we should see something in that 600-foot radius.
Emery says finding that sack is a priority even in the midst of the busy summer cargo season.
This is our main emphasis right now. Sure, we've got cargo operations going on, but we want to resolve this, you know, put a closure to it, and that's why the strong effort to try to go down there and get this sack up.
One theory goes that the sea ice may have frozen down to the ground over the harsh winter. Last year, after the super sack was dropped, it was assumed that this level of freeze wouldn't occur. At the time, it was deemed more dangerous to attempt to haul it out while early season ice flows were dictating barge operations. On Wednesday, the wisdom of that decision was being questioned. It's possible that the ice froze to the sack, ripped it apart, and perhaps carried it away during breakup. Mark Seeloff with ADEC and Bill Emery with Alaska Logistics intend to continue the search through the next few tides. Seeloff and Pat Roth from the Air Force will be presenting to the Dillingham City Council on Thursday night. If that sack is gone, no doubt there will be questions regarding what 11,000 pounds of contaminated dirt can do in the waters of Bristol Bay. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.